The Prophecy. A shadow moved in front of the light in the sky. Fafnir, the werewolf and lord of the darkness, began to devour the sun. The women had already hidden themselves and their children away in their raw-hewn log cabins. The men lifted their battle axes threateningly towards the sky, pounded against their leather shields, and emitted wild screams, as they did during the hunt when they were driving the wild horses into the gorge with burning torches, where the animals would then fall to their deaths. Ceramic vessels were shattered over the fire, in order to drive the wolves away in the icy darkness. A rooster was sacrificed. Nothing helped. When the light of the sky extinguished, people threw themselves to the ground in fright. Darkness lay over the valley. But then, like a miracle, the wolf coughed up the solar disk from the darkness once again. Slowly, much too slowly, it emerged from his throat, becoming brighter and brighter. The people danced for joy. The Great Mother had saved them from the twilight of the gods. None of those present could remember ever having seen such a thing. What did it mean? They needed to ask the seer. The old woman lived outside of the settlement, in a hole in the ground. She appeared gnarled, like a tree root, and as toothless as a worm. Her matted hair fell into her blinded eyes. A snakeskin amulet was coiled around her wrinkled neck. Everyone was afraid of her because she was possessed by demons and from time to time lapsed into wild convulsions, rolled around on the ground and screamed as if she were on fire. When the moon was full, she was led to the Skull Hill and rubbed with sacred oil made of jimson weed, henbane and hedgehog blood. The women began the song of the water spirits and sang until the seer raised her voice. With her hands raised, she stared into the moon and whispered, "I see." "What do you see?" asked the eldest of the clan.
"Huts made of stone, as high as mountains. It is night, and all of the windows, and they are countless, are full of light. On paths as wide as the Danube, beetles move, larger than an aurochs. Their eyes gleam brighter than 100 torches. And above the sky, silvery birds fly, droning louder than 100 bee colonies. They roar overhead without moving their wings. They hold people swallowed inside them. The people are crouched inside their bodies, as if they were flying to distant destinations."
"O Great Mother of Humanity, stand by us," the surrounding people called in fright. "We are heading for dreadful times."